And typically, the biggest excuse for not doing these meetings is just being too busy.
From Wise Mentoring is the Wise Guys podcast, a show about accounting and bookkeeping practice owners and the many stories, lessons, and tips from their experience of transitioning from a time-poor practice to a business that runs without them. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
Would you mind touching on that in a little bit more detail? I know we were speaking just before we came on here, and typically the biggest excuse for not doing these meetings is just being too busy.
Yeah.
Which we can all fall into the trap of using that excuse, but talk to us a little bit about getting out of that trap.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest trap for accountants and bookkeeping firms and their owners and the leaders is the fact that they just get too busy. And we all tend to focus on what's urgent and important. And, you know, even coming back to this book and, you know, Dr. Stephen Covey, which is a book that, you know, Ed says changed his life and the way he worked, is the fact that if we get too busy, we can forget to have these conversations. And these reviews are about conversations that you don't normally have. And so when you move from that, you know, urgent, important, to not urgent, important, that's what staff reviews are, or that's what team performance reviews are. Mm-hmm. While they're not urgent, they're very important, and because of their nature, they can be put in, you know, they can be put on the back burner. I'll do that next month, or I'll do that next year. So the biggest single trap is getting too busy to do these, and is getting too busy to schedule these conversations in. And I've seen it, I've experienced it myself. So that'd be the first critical point to make, is don't be too busy and schedule these in. And the more modern approach is to use systems like Office Vibe. And, you know, recently we've sort of been looking at that, and I know a lot of firms have looked at Office Vibe, and also we use a system called Tiny Pulse, and they have these modules built into them called, you know, they're called different things, but one, for example, is called Coach. And it's important that you try and move your firm to this more modern approach of either catching up and doing your one-on-ones, either monthly or quarterly. Because what you don't want in a broad context is you don't just want to sit down and have one meeting a year out of a whole year, or even six monthly, to see how someone's performed. Because, you know, it's easy to go off track even in 1 month. And it's like Ed says, you know, you can have the firm, you can have the plane on autopilot, but what happens is the firm or people, they just drift off. They sort of slowly drift off. And then if you're having your one-on-ones once a month or even quarterly, right throughout the hierarchy, so from the senior client managers down, it keeps that firm, it keeps that plane on track and on target. Versus having once a year.
So I'd be interested to hear actually and get a gauge from everyone listening in as to how often you're currently doing your own staff reviews. So if you wouldn't mind finding that chat feature, it'd be great to hear whether it is something that you're doing on an annual basis at the moment or a little bit more regularly. But if you could let us know that, that'd be great. Yeah.
It's a great question. That it'd be great for everyone to answer that. But you know, I really think best practice and what I do at my own firm at Sky is we have, you know, I mentioned these one-on-ones, and it's critical in the one-on-ones. Well, people might ask me, well, what do you do in the one-on-ones? Now, the one-on-ones, you simply review their goals. So for a senior client manager, it's review what I would call the Fab Five goals. So you've got your senior client manager, you've got your different team members there, and so you need to be prepared when you do have your one-on-ones, whether it's monthly or quarterly, to have what are you reviewing? What are their KPIs? And then getting feedback of how they're going. So, again, this comes back, I want to emphasise the point, to have your monthly one-on-ones from top down. So myself as the CEO, I would have my monthly one-on-ones with the senior client managers. The senior client managers then, in turn, have their one-on-ones with their team members. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should work. But again, you don't want to have these meetings just once a year or even six monthly, because, as I said, the plane gets off track And Brent, this is all about managing expectations as well, because someone might be going, might think themselves that they're going fantastic in their job. And realistically, the dashboard or the KPI is showing they really aren't going that well.
Yeah.
So we've got to manage people's expectations and help them keep on track around their performance, because otherwise sometimes team members will live in a delusionary world. They think they're going fantastic, but they're not. And so we all crave feedback. You've got to build that feedback in. And so if I come back, Brent, to the annual performance appraisal is then a consolidation of all the one-on-ones you've had in the year.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For more practical, wise tips on how to build a business that runs without you, head over to wisementoring.com/podcast to download a free copy of the Accountant's 20-Hour Workweek Playbook. We've included a link in the show notes below. See you on the next episode.